Eating healthy doesn't have to be expensive. Hi, I'm Catherine Pinto, FNEP and SNAP-Ed agent with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Today, I'm going to share with you 7 tips that you can use to help stretch your food dollars. Number 1, plan. How many meals will you be at home this coming week? What items do you already have on hand? Number 2, get the best price. Check out your local grocery store's weekly ads and sales. Ask about loyalty cards and if you're missing out on any coupons. Number 3, compare and contrast. Is a smaller bottle of ketchup really cheaper? Locate the unit price sticker. Use this number to compare different sizes of the same product. You might pay a little extra money at that moment, but the larger item with a lower unit cost will save you money in the long run. Number 4, buy in bulk. A lot like the unit price tip, buying in bulk might cost you a little money up front, but will save you money in the long run. Number 5, buy in season. Buying your fruits and vegetables that are in season will have a lower cost and add freshness. Number 6, convenience cost. Purchasing convenience foods costs more than doing the work yourself. If time is your main struggle with eating healthy, convenience cost might be worth it to you, but just know it does come with a heavier price tag. Number 7, year-round savings. Certain foods are typically low cost all year round. Try beans for a less expensive protein source. For vegetables, try carrots, greens, or potatoes. As for fruits, apples and bananas are always a good choice. This has been Catherine Pinto with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.